Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dialed in 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, down here live at Frankfort, Kansas. A beautiful day. Crittenden Prophet Blaine Burdick. We got a beautiful day of matchups. Not quite summer yet, but we got you a treat coming here. We got three games loaded for you today, two semifinal and then championship action to follow. Our first matchup here today coming up here, we got the Donovan West Mustangs taking on the Jefferson County North Chargers. Donovan West, number 5 seed in this regional, class 1-2A baseball. JCN right now, number 13 seed. And then after this matchup, 25 minutes after this one is concluded, we will have a TBL matchup between Onega and Frankfort. Winners of both of these games will move on and play in the regional championship. Of course, these matches were supposed to be played yesterday, but unfortunately, we've had a lot of rain and some storms coming through. And that kind of washed this field out on Tuesday and made it kind of unplayable. So we had to move it all back a day. There was on the other side, though, on the bracket, Rossville. They came out in their regional. They came out as the Class 1-2A regional championship winner. They actually won back-to-back regional titles now for the first time since 1999. They beat Mission Valley 4-1, had a really great road to get there. But we're waiting one other team for Class 1-2A regional baseball. Of course, we got some other local teams, Silver Lake also making it. We got one local team coming out here today, JCN, Donovan West, Onega, and as well, Frankfort Wildcats, the host school of tonight's matchup. Real quick, we'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll give you starting lineups for our first matchup. We'll be back here on 92.1 KMZA.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
For a free insurance review, see Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Road Network. Our first matchup here today, class 1-2A regional baseball down here at Frankfort. We got JCN and Z-West load up here for you. Real quick, let's go over both starting lineups, starting with JCN, number 13 seeded team. Starting at the top of the order with the sophomore, Brody Von Dyke, the shortstop, and then batting second, junior Colby Oberding. He'll be pitching today. Batting third, freshman Cash Warner, that first baseman. Sophomore Knox Heston, he'll be at third base. Chance Jenkins will be a senior. He will be out in left field. Real quick, we'll have to take a quick step aside for 2 minutes. We'll finish out those lineups right after this here on 92.1 KMZA, JCN D-West.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Live down here in Frankfort, Kansas. A pretty beautiful day here. Partly cloudy, 6 degrees. Slight winds, 10 miles an hour from the northeast. Again, our first matchup here, the Class 1A-2A Regional Baseball Tournament. We got JCN and D-West. Real quick, let's finish off that starting lineup order for JCN. Going back down here to the 6th line, the batting order, Dawson Lindsay, the center fielder, junior. Miles Jeffrey, the sophomore, he will be behind the plate. Emmett Weiser, the sophomore out in right field. And to finish out in the 9 hole will be the sophomore, Riker Gigstad, the second baseman for Jefferson County North. As they're coming up, getting ready to bat here, this game is going to get started a little bit early, so kind of a little bit of a rush here to knock these out. Also, Duncan West on their defensive lineup here. Colter Peterson will get the start up on the bump. Pellino behind the plate catching. Clary at first base. Pace at second. Catcher Peterson, brother of Colter, at shortstop. It'll be Keller at third. Shelton out in left field. Falk out in center. And Fulland out in right field. So coming up here for JCN, it'll be Brody Van Dyke, the shortstop sophomore, to lead things off. Then Colby Olderding, the junior pitcher tonight for JCN. And then the freshman, Cash Warner, batting third. JCN, of course, making an incredible upset to get to this point. They upset the number 4 seed in this regional, Valley Falls, 2-1. So they had lost earlier in the season to 10-0 and 17-2 in a doubleheader. So JCN getting an incredible victory last week to get themselves to this position for a chance to get to a regional championship. And getting ready for a first pitch. Delivered fastball, and this is chopped all the way up in the air. Playable for the infield. It's the pitcher, Colter Peterson. Well, that's one pitch and already one down. Couldn't have any better if you're Donovan West. Now coming up to bat, Colby Olderding this season, taking his 75th plate appearance, batting .273 this year. 18 hits on the season as well. He's a lefty, batting the back of the box, facing the righty, Colter Peterson. He delivers the pitch. It's a fastball, but a little outside for ball one. Colter Peterson, he has been the ace pitcher this season for Donovan West. Next delivery is a little high for ball two. 2-0 count on Olderding. Batter timeout. Olderding steps out of the box. He gets back in it. JCN with the green tops, white stripes going down, the white bottoms. Next pitch on the way, fastball, clipping top right zone. For the first strike here on the count on Colby Olderding. 2-1 count now on Olderding. Colter Peterson getting his 12th game start here in this regional semifinal. Next pitch here, swung on, out to left field, coming up for it, and not able to make the play on it. That was Shelton from left field. That'll go down as a hit for Olderding. That was popped on that left line, and it was kind of scrambled for from Keller, catcher Peterson, and Shelton. I believe it was ultimate catcher Peterson who tried to make the catch, but was not able to make the adjustment for it. So one down, runner on first down, Oberding. Cash Warner, the freshman, now up to bat. Now righty-v-righty matchup. Warner, who has taken now 81 plate appearances on the season. That's 425 to lead the team in batting average with 31 hits to also lead the team this season. Next pitch. Here, chopped on, Stroud fouled straight back for strike one. JCN head coach by Preston Gibson. This is his first year at the program. He took over after the fourth game of the season. JCN coming on a two-game winning streak into this matchup. 0-1 count. Here's a changeup high of the zone for ball one. Warner sits patiently on a 1-1 count. Now impressive as that for a freshman to be your leader in batting average and hits on the season. This next pitch is fouled straight back for strike two. Now 1-2 on the count. He also leads the team with 27 RBIs and 9 doubles. Leading the team this season with extra base hits. 11 on the season. Next one, fastball too high. That'll go for ball two. Two balls, two strikes now on Cash Warner. One down, runner on first. That's Olberding. 2-2, Callan Warner. Here's the pitch. It is low under the knees. That's going to be a wild pitch. That's going to get past Paulino, and Olberding is able to get himself to second in the process. It's also ball three. Cash Warner is on a full count, and he's got himself a chance to deposit a walk. Full count pitch is a high fastball, and it's swung on and fouled straight back. Full count still remains here on Cash Warner. First semifinal today, JCN and Donovan West. Full count pitch, fastball. This is wide out to right field and drops out in front of Bullen. Coming around third is Olberding. He's going to stop in his track, so in retract to third. So Cash Warner drops down the one-out single. Olberding progresses to third. The corners are loaded for JCN with just one out. And now Knox Heston has the chance to pick himself up at Knox. The sophomore batting cleanup here in this order. An RBI and a runner in scoring position. First pitch to him is lifted and fouled straight back. For strike one. Knox Heston this season batting .323. He's batted 9 runners. Oh, one pitch. Here's a fastball. This is blasted out to left field, and that one hits the wall. Oberding will come in from third, heading to second, and kind of making an awkward slide as Warner, but not Heston. A one-out RBI. Stand up double. Just like that, JCN is on a hot start. 3 consecutive hits after the pop out on the first pitch of the game to Rody Van Dyke. As this is the first pitch delivery to Chance Jenkins, that's right in for strike one. And already JCN is on a good start here against Donovan West, a team that they were blown out by 17-5 in their first ever all-time meeting earlier this season. Next pitch is chopped on straight into the dirt for strike two. Jenkins is going to have to protect down to 2 on the count. But in that second matchup in the doubleheader, again, the first time these two teams met ever was earlier this season, JCN did win the last matchup 3-0 after losing 17-5 in the first meeting. Here's the next pitch. It's way high for ball one. A 1-2 count now on Chance Jenkins. So Jenkins having a chance here on the line to score in 2 runs. Next pitch. There's a fastball blown on and missed. Jenkins strikes out. And now Dawson Lindsay comes up to bat. 2 down. Runners on second and third. Donovan West trying to hold the damage just to 1 run. Warner on third. Heston on second. Dawson Lindsay, the junior center fielder, now up to bat. Wide stance, bending on the right knee, pitches in, and he fouls it straight back for strike one. Lindsay this season batting 182 on the year, but he has driven in 10 RBI, so he's made the most out of his chances. Let's see what he can do here, batting six in this lineup. Oh, one count. Peterson has struck out 58 batters this season. Here's a changeup delivery that hits the right corner of the zone. Nice little dip on it. And now Dawson Lindsay is going to have to protect. Now down 0-2. Now Jeffrey on deck. Next pitch, little out. Four ball one. One ball, two strikes on Dawson Lindsay. Next pitch is high. Four ball two. Dawson Lindsay working this count. The runners on second and third and two outs. Got to put in play. 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball. Rides inside. Nearly hitting Lindsay. He's able to flex, get away. It's a full count now. Dawson Lindsay, three balls, two strikes. Runners the decent lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball way above the zone towards the headspace of Lindsay. And that's going to be the first walk issued of this game. And JCN has juiced up the bases in the top of the first here against Jonathan West in this regional semifinal. Winner will move on to the regional championship. Winner of that will head to the 1-2A state tournament. Next pitch, delivered and fouled straight back from Jeffrey. Strike one. All one count on Jeffrey. Next pitch is low, but hits the bottom of the zone for strike two. And now Jeffrey is down 0-2. That is three straight batters now that have had to protect on counts. But Mr. Peterson was only able to get Jenkins out. Between the walk just down Lindsay. Here's the 0-2. Changeup swung on and missed. And that gets Jonathan West out of this top of the first inning, only giving up one run to JCN despite giving up three hits. It's 1-0. JCN leads over Jonathan West. We go into the bottom of the first. D. West up the bat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Leads over Jonathan West in this 1-2A regional baseball semifinal. Starting lineup here for Jonathan West, Preston Pace, the sophomore second baseman, will lead things off. Then the senior Coulter Peterson will be pitching. He'll be batting second. Senior Hayden Paulino, the catcher, bats third. Freshman catcher Peterson will bat fourth, the shortstop. Sophomore Kason Keller, the third baseman, he will bat fifth. Freshman Braylon Shelton, he'll be out in left field. He will bat sixth. Freshman Hadley Follin, he'll be the DH today. The flex for him, he is in for Brett Heim, the right fielder senior. And batting in the eighth spot, it'll be junior Taven Clary. He'll play at first base. And to find out the bottom of the order in the ninth hole, it'll be the freshman Brecken Folk, the center fielder. So for Northwest, top three coming up. Preston Pace, Coulter Peterson, Hayden Paulino. And for JCN, taking up on the bump again, it's Olberding, Jeffrey behind the plate, Warner at first, Gigstad at second, Van Dyke at shortstop, Hessen out in third, Jenkins in left, Lindsay out in center, and Weiser in right. And again, we just saw that first, top of the first inning there, Blaine. JCN juice up the bases, but only come away with one run. How crucial is it going to be in this matchup to be able to come up in those big moments with runners in scoring position?
I mean, everything's on the line here tonight. I mean,
there's no doubleheader. You got to get out in this game and get firing, get a team down quick and fast. For JCN, they kind of had that moment there where they had all three bases. Fortunately, those past two three batters, two of them struck out, and that's something that just kind of neutrals that out. So now we're kind of one even.
First pitch to Pace is low, but hits the bottom of the zone for strike one. Walter Peterson was able to deliver two crucial strikeouts this season. Peterson now at well over 40 strikeouts on the year. Next pitch delivered and fouled away here from Pace. He is now down 0-2 on this count. Opening this season, he is the ace pitcher for JCN. 44 innings pitched, his 10th game start here. 0-2 delivery. This is chopped right towards the shortstop, picked up by Van Dyke, and it's going to be an easy play there from first. A nice little swap by Warner. Now records the out. Walter Peterson now up to bat, the senior pitcher. And on deck is the senior Hayden Paulino, catcher. Walter Peterson, the righty, facing the lefty Olverding. Here's the delivery. Fastball low, but into the right corner for strike one. Olverding has delivered a lot of nice fastballs here already. He is a junior this season. He's only given up 20 hits. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Peterson now down 0-2. Olverding has recorded 100 strikeouts on the season. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. It's a changeup, but just getting a little bit of contact on it. Peterson, as he fouls it straight back, to keep it on the 0-2.
That's a nice job there by Peterson to keep the at-bat alive just to get that little tap of the bat on it.
0-2 count. Here's the next delivery. Fastball that just pops out of the zone for first ball in this count. One ball, two strikes now on Colter Peterson, the senior. Here's the next delivery. It's a fastball that is drove straight back into the fence to keep it on a 1-2. JCN, they have doubled their win total from last year nearly. 6 wins last season, 10 wins this year. And they have made already a big upset in this regional tournament. And here, next pitch. This one is laced out to left, but it is fouled. Keep it to the 1-2. Olverding, who's here up on the bump, he has recorded 200 career strikeouts. And, of course, his last strikeout being his number 100 of this year. He is very stout from the bump. 1-2 pitch, fastball, and this is fouled straight back again. And look at this, Colter Peterson is battling here at this at-bat.
It's a great thing by Peterson, too, because then that wears down the pitcher, Olverding, just for a little bit, and maybe they'll get him out of the game quicker because he's got quite the cannon on him.
This next delivery is a little outside the zone for ball two, and you're absolutely right. We're in the baseball side of things, so there is a pitch count to be aware of. 2-2 pitch. Low and out for ball three. So that's a full count, Colter Peterson. After being down 0-2, he has worked this one hard. A full count, and the next pitch is low and away for ball four. Colter Peterson, what a walk being earned. Colter Peterson, he actually leads this team in walks with 25 on this season as he has just earned his 25th. Hayden Paulino now off the bat. The big power hitter. First pitch to him as low hits the left corner of the zone for the first strike. The throw is to second, but the runner is in safe. Colter Peterson had the steal. Paulino, though, down 0-1 now. My joke about Paulino's, his number is 99 because that is his hitting power. He is quite the hitter if he can get on to perfect contact. Next pitch, a little inside, football one. 1-1 count now on Paulino. Olverding brings it together, delivers the pitch, and this one is hit hard up to second baseman. The throw is to first, and it's going to be an easy play for Big Stad to Warner. Peterson was able to get himself the second. So the sacrifice allows the runner to progress. Peterson is now in third, a chance to tie the game.
as catcher Peterson comes up to the plate. Bottom of the first inning here, JC on a 1-0 over Jonathan West. But the Mustangs with a chance to tie it here with a runner on third. Catcher Peterson with first pitch delivered outside of left. 4-1. Catcher Peterson, who has been a very stout freshman this year here for Jonathan West. His next pitch is way high, 4-2. Freshman shortstop backing up his brother up on the bump. 2-0 count here on Peterson. Next delivery, that one low, but right into the zone for strike one. So with these low zone fastballs that Wolverine has been driving in, they have not been able to make much contact on it, yet alone swing here from Jonathan West. Batter timeout. Now Wolverine brings it in, delivers the pitch. This one is swung on, and it is going out through center field, but walking up to it and making the easy catch is Lindsay out in center field. So Jonathan West leaves the runner on third. We head up to the top of the second. JCN leads 1-0. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Is your truck ready for the heat? The seasons are changing, and that means warmer days are just around the corner. Don't get caught sweating it out behind the wheel with a weak AC. Stop by Floyd's Truck Repair and have your air conditioning system checked and serviced today. A quick visit now can save you from a long, hot summer on the road. Floyd's Truck Repair, 3 miles west of Fairview and 4 miles south of Sabetha, also known as the old junction of Highway 36 and 75. Helping you drive with confidence and keeping you cool, comfortable, and rolling strong all season long.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the second here in this regional semifinal, Class 1 to 2A action, JCN, Jonathan West. JCN, the Chargers, they won a lead over the Mustangs. Up bases loaded in the top of the first, but they were able to get at least one run to come through and an RBI from Knox Heston as he dropped in an RBI double. Coming up the bat, number 8 in the order, Emmett Weiser, the right fielder. And then to follow him, refining out the bottom of the order, will be the sophomore Riker Gigstad. And we'll go back up to the top of the order, Brody Van Dyke. First pitch, high for 1. One oh count on Weiser. Next one is a fastball, still just a bit high over the zone for 2. So count on Emmett Weiser. Next one, fastball swung on and missed for 1. And Weiser this season, his 70th plate appearance, he bats 180 on the year with just 9 hits, 6 singles, and 3 doubles. Next one delivered is swung on and missed for 2. Weiser, after having 2 high fastballs, 2 have blown past him down the middle. A 2-2 count now. On the side count, pitches way up high. 4-3, a full count on Weiser. But Gigstad on deck. Full count delivery, it's a fastball. Swung on and missed. Weiser gone down on strikes. Riker Gigstad now off the bat with Brody Van Dyke on deck. First pitch delivered to Gigstad. Swung on and missed, and these fastballs down the middle are getting past these batters now for Peterson. 0-1 count. Bottom of the order. Gigstad. Next delivery. Fastball way high. 4-1. Just trying to chase a swing here. 60 strikeouts on this season for Coulter Peterson, most on the team. Next pitch, a little inside, 2. 2-1 count on Gigstad. Here's the delivery, fastball. This is swung on and fouled straight back. 4-2. Even Stevens on the count, 2-2 on Riker Gigstad. Gigstad this season is 75th plate appearance, bats 206. You're on the side up count, 2-2. Here's the pitch, swung on, chopped to the third baseman, picked up and thrown on a rope to first, and that play is made on time from Keller to Clary.
About in the shortstop,
Brody Van Dyke. Now two up, two down. Brody Van Dyke comes up, the sophomore at the top of the batting order for JCN. JCN, the last thing they brought seven to the plate, juiced the bases loaded, and only got one run to come through. RBI double from Knox Heston. So far, no production this inning. Next pitch here is high on Van Dyke. He swings on it and misses. Oh, 1 count on Van Dyke. Peterson delivers it, low changeup, and that gets a swing and a miss. Just about to say that we haven't seen a changeup in a bit here from Peterson. Delivered a nasty one that got Van Dyke to reach. He's now down 0-2. Peterson now delivers another changeup, and that is swung on and fouled straight back. So after back-to-back off-speed pitches, does Peterson bring the heat on the 1-2 count? Trying to face the minimum. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It is down and away. Excuse me, for ball two. Here's the next delivery. This one down the middle. It is swung on, popped up, and this is going down to the right field line. And by the sound of it, I kind of have a blockage in my way, but it looks like Clary was able to make the play on the pop-up foul. So JCN only bring up the minimum to the plate, 3. We go to the bottom of the second now. DUS down by 1 to JCN here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Little Hands Daycare would like to invite you to our annual grilling give hosted by GM Bank. This year, GM Bank has partnered with the Country Cabin in Hiawatha to serve up delicious cheeseburgers and hot dogs. Stop by GM Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, May 22nd. You'll see staff from the Country Cabin, GM Bank, Little Hands Daycare, and even our kiddos helping raise funds for a great cause.
Please come see us Friday.
May 22nd from 11 to 1 at GM Bank, 805 South 1st Street in Hiawatha.
Thank you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jefferson County North leads 1-0 over Daunton West. Regional Class 1-2A semifinal down here in Frankfort, Kansas. Up next, we'll have Onig in Frankfort 25 minutes after this matchup concludes. Over in the bottom of the second, again, JCN over the West, 1-0. Coming up here for Donovan West is Kaysen Keller, Braylon Shelton, and Hallie Fulham, the designated hitter. Has 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Keller comes up to the plate, wind the stance. First pitch, delivered, swung on and missed on the fastball. Keller down 0-1. Donovan West left Coulter Peterson stranded on third. Back in the last inning. Next pitch, another fastball, swung on a miss. Keller now down 0-2 on the count. With Braylon Shelton, the freshman, due up next. The DUS team has 4 starting freshmen on this lineup, and they are all very athletic and stout in their performances from the season and over the last couple athletic course sports. This next pitch, delivered to Keller, is high, swung on a miss, and just on 3 pitches, Keller is down on strikes. As Braylon Shelton comes up, this is Dad, the basketball head coach, Shelton, who is a terrific three-point shooter for the team, at one point leading the team in three-point percentage. First pitch to Shelton's a little high, for ball one. A lot of talented freshmen here from this group from Donovan West. This next pitch, this is swung on and batted down the middle of the field on a rope, and Shelton will be able to take the first base bag off a single. Shelton this season has his 18th hit of the year. He is sitting fourth on the team with hits. Now for that is Hadley Fulton, the designated hitter, batting seventh in the order. First pitch to the left and out. 4-1. Devin Clary on deck with Brecken Folk in the hole to finish out this bottom third of the order. Next pitch, fastball down the stretch and in for strike one. Overding, nice fastball that he can deliver at the lefty pitcher. He's got a good view of first base. Of course, that lefty angle. And his next pitch is into the corner for strike two. Fulton is down. 1-2 on the count. Run on first and one down. Shelton creeping from that first base bag. Next pitch is low, swung on and missed. They're going to say no pitch. I believe they just called a balk.
I believe they did it.
And they did. That allowed Shelton to go to second. So that could have been a strikeout on Fulton, but they said no pitch and they called a balk on Oberding. 1-2 remains on the count on Fulton. Here's the next delivery. Low, swung on and missed. The catcher has to grab it from the dirt and throw it to first. And now looking for maybe a potential throw to third, but not pulling it as Warner holds. And Shelton takes off the third and gets himself into a better scoring position. So Fulton strikes out. And, of course, in the drop strikeout right there, that allowed an opportunity for Shelton to get himself to third. Now, he still remains in scoring position. They've been clearing up to bat. First pitch into the dirt for 1-1. Well, just like that first inning for Donovan West, two outs and a runner on third. Can they bring him in to tie this game in the bottom of the second? Next pitch is down the plate for strike one. 1-1 count on Tavon Clary, the junior for the Mustangs. His 81st plate appearance of the season. Next delivery, low and out for 2. Clary this season, 17 hits, 16 RBIs. 2-1. Batter calls time. Clary steps out of the box. Takes practice swing. We'll take 2.
Last time we were, D.U.S. was in this position with catcher Peterson, it was the exact same count, 2-1.
Well, here's a big hit out to center field. It drops down, and there is a two-out RBI single for Tavon Clary coming up at a big moment, his 17th RBI of the season and his 18th hit. But again, as you were kind of probably leading up there, Blaine, same situation there in that first, but able to come with some execution.
Yeah, last time was a pop-out to the center field. This time is a hit to the center field. So a little bit of deja vu, not completely, though.
First pitch to Brecken Folk, bottom of the order, is in the corner for strike one. So now it's a tied ball game, 1-1. Bottom of the second, Donovan West and JCN. Clary at first. Overding looking straight back now. Towards first base. Now his eyes directed to the catcher. Here's the pitch on the 0-1, and it is sliced to the second baseman. It's going to be an easy lob from Gigstad to Warner to record the ground out and finish out this second inning. It's 1-1 now. Donovan West ties it on a two-out RBI single from Tavon Clary, putting in Braylon Shelton. We go up to the top of the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highlands Online Classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third inning now, and the MSC Sports Radio Network, 1-1, JC and Donovan West. And up the bat here is Colby Overding. Pitcher v. pitcher matchup. First pitch to him is low to the dirt for ball one. This goes a little bit towards the backstop. Colby Overding representing the one run scored here for JCN. He got on base on a single. Got the second on a wild pitch and came around and scored from a one-out double from Knox Heston. Next pitch is low again on Overding for ball two. After Overding, Cash Warner and Knox Heston up the bat. 3-4 in the order due up. Next delivery from Peterson is low again to the dirt for ball three. And Overding is an away favorite count here, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the delivery, showing bunt, pulling back. Next pitch is under the zone. That's a four-pitch walk on Colby Overding. He has reached out twice.
First baseman, Cash Warner.
That's the second walk today here by Peterson. So we might want to find things together here soon because both walks have kind of helped this team for the JCN Chargers.
Just the sixth walk of the season that Overding has been able to earn. Cash Warner now up the bat. He had a single who was left stranded in the third base back in the first. First pitch, and that rides off his left shoulder. And now Warner's on first after the hit by pitch. Overding's on second, so a walk, a hit by pitch. No outs, and JCN has a runner on first and second. A chance to take this lead with a go-ahead on second. Knox Heston now off the bat, who recorded the RBI double back in the first. He's showing bunt right now. Peterson now redirects his attention, delivers the fastball right into the right corner of the zone for strike one. Controversial there on the call. On one count on Heston now. Peterson was able to use his arm to strike out two in the last jam he was in. This next pitch just goes off Paulino's glove, and that allows runners to progress on the pass ball. Overding on third and Warner on second. That was also a ball. One ball, one strike on Knox Heston. With runners in scoring position, JCN right now is 2-for-4. There's runners in scoring position so far this game. Here's a delivery change up just over the top of the zone for ball two. And this is quite a jam that Donovan West is going to have to work out of, especially with no outs.
Little sack fly could maybe score one here.
Next delivery, fastball down Broadway for strike two. It's an even Steven count on Knox Heston. 22 hits on the season for Heston. Can he drive in another RBI? He's got 10 on the year. Change up. This is fouled straight into the dirt to keep it on the 2-2 count.
I'm having a little catcher-to-pitcher moment here as we're struggling.
Yeah, Paulino's just going to go over and have a little chat with Peterson. Maybe talk through what kind of pitch or how you may want to set up this strikeout. 2-2 count on Heston. 2-2 count. Here's the fastball swung on and missed. Blown right by Heston for the K. JCM. Well, last three attempts with runners in scoring position are 0-for-3. But they are 2-for-5 on the game. Overing still on third, Warner on second. Chance Jenkins out bat. Last time he struck out on a 2-2. First pitch being delivered here. Fastball. This is lifted and picked up from the infield. An easy pop and pickup from Pace. He threw it to third, but back in there safely was Colby Oberding. That almost could have potentially been a double play.
It was a nice real catch there by Pace just to snag that and quickly look three to avoid the extra run maybe coming home.
First pitch delivered to Lindsay is low and away for ball one. And Jason with a runner on second and third have reported back-to-back outs. Huge opportunity to get runs to come through. Next pitch, low into the dirt. Ball two. Lindsay have to kind of scamper away from it towards his feet. 2-0 count now on Lindsay. Just needing one more out to get out of this top of the third for Dawson West. Next pitch, fastball, bullseye down the plate. Four strike one. 2-1 count now on Dawson Lindsay with Miles Jeffrey on deck. Two balls, one strike. And batter will call time here. We'll step out real quick, and it's a big chance, an opportunity for Lindsay to draw in these runs. Don't want to leave another two or more stranded on base. Next pitch is way high, four ball three. Dawson Lindsay, 3-1 count.
No obligation to take a swing right here, not if it's not pretty.
Three balls, one strike. Here's the fastball delivered down the middle for strike two. And this will come down to a full count to see if JCN can take advantage of their runners that they put on second and third. Next pitch, fastball, top of the zone, just an inch squeezed over the top for ball four. Well, we go back to the same scenario just like back in the first. Lindsay was walked to load the bases with two outs, and Miles Jeffrey comes up to bat. He struck out a three-pitch count. But can he redeem himself right here? First pitch. This is swung on hard out to center field. It drops. That'll score two. Or at least, one, as Warner stops at third. He realized he probably didn't have that speed to get the home plate. Dawson Lindsay, the two-out RBI single, gets at least the go-ahead run in. And now a courtesy runner has come in for Jefferson County North with Curry Lackey, the freshman. Now up to bat is Emmett Weiser. Again, base is still loaded. You'd like to try to get more runs out of this, not just one. Next pitch, high and away for ball one. Also, the incredible train has made its appearance in the background. We'll see him as a guest star throughout today's broadcast. The train track right next door. This next pitch is low, swung on and missed by Weiser. Four strike one. 1-1 count on Emmett Weiser. D. West trying to leave another in with bases loaded here for JCN. He only giving up one run. Next pitch here, swung on and missed by Weiser. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball low under the knees. A real bender. Weiser doesn't take a swing and gets ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Gigstad batting ninth, coming up here next. Here's the delivery, high above the shoulders for ball three. It's a full count again. Peterson get out of this inning.
Weiser was in this last time, when he was struck out.
That next one is high, and it's going to be a walk. That walk gets Cash Warner to cash in another run here for JCN. They have now brought in two home. Base is still loaded. Peterson, again, would like to just not give up more than just two runs here. But time is called. John Paolino, head coach of Dawson West, is heading up to the bump to make a discussion, probably just to calm down his starting pitcher here in Colter Peterson. Trying to relax him And this is the JCN team, the first all-time meeting earlier in the season. They beat 17-5. However, they did lose the second game in that doubleheader, 3-0. JCN, though, they have made quite the run here the last couple weeks. They've really turned their season around as they upset number 4 team in this tournament, Valley Falls, 2-1. They had lost earlier in the season to the Dragons, 10-0 and 17-2. So this is a JCN team that is, well, for the Chargers, charging up at the right time. Now we're at the bottom of the order in their number 9 spot, the sophomore Riker Gigstad, the second baseman, chance to get more runs to come through. And this first pitch, it is popped up in the air. Pearson is tracking it. Now it's the shortstop, and no one calls it. That's going to allow a run to come through, and that'll be an error on the infield. And that is a huge mistake, but the sun is just so bright in the air. Pearson and Pace were trying to coordinate, but no one called it.
That was just baffling. I mean, no one... I would assume there wasn't great communication on that one because the pitcher originally was going.
Well, here's another pop-up. This is Brody Van Dyke at the top of the order. This time, Pearson, he drops it again. That's back-to-back errors on the bump. It's just like that. Back-to-back E1s have allowed JCN to get two runs to come through. It's a big thing. You cannot afford mistakes. And JCN has now scored 4 runs in this inning. Only 1 run has been batted in. 1 came in off a walk, and now 2 straight have came off errors.
That's just kind of shocking here. I mean, the shortstop has sunglasses on, and the pitcher decided without the sunglasses he was going to try to take his chance, which, I mean, he almost had it. It's just, unfortunately, it was just a little bit in front of it. It looked like the very bottom of his hand and just fell right out.
Still 2 outs. Pitch delivered. It swung on, chopped, and they're going to say it's fouled. It went into the dirt immediately. JCN has now sent 10 to the plate. They have batted around as Colby Oberding is here up to bat, the junior pitcher, second batting in the order. JCN is up now 5-1 over Jonathan West. Next pitch, change up high and away for ball 1. 1-1 count on Oberding. Bases are still loaded. JCN has been able to get 4 runs out of this inning, but they can get more. Next pitch, change up into the dirt. It's a wild pitch, but again, bases are loaded and no one wants to take off. That backstop's pretty long, but it had a pretty generous bounce there for Paulino to pick it up. And of course, with 2 outs, you can pretty much be patient. 2-1 count. Next one. This is chopped down the line at first base, and it is slid in. They're going to get the final out. Clary dropped it, picked it up out of play, and then slid in the first with his hands and was able to get the out on the force. JCN is able to score 4 runs, 1 coming off a hit, 1 that got walked in, and then 2 errors from Jonathan West. That bled in more. 5-1, JCN over. Jonathan West, we're back here. The bottom of the third with DS up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the third here on 92.1 KMZA. JCN 5, Jonathan West 1. First pitch here delivered to this bottom third. Delivered high on Pace for ball 1 as we're back up to the top of the order for Jonathan West with Preston Pace. Walter Pearson to follow. Next pitch, fastball, just inside, 4-2. After Peterson, it'll be Hayden Paulino. Austin West had two crucial errors at the top of this third that allowed for two runs to come through. Next pitch delivered under the zone for 3. So Donovan West down by 4. Gonna have to start making some work here early. 3-0 count on Preston Pace. Last time he grounded out the shortstop, Van Dyke. Next pitch, it is a fastball rolled up way high and inside. It's a 4-pitch walk on Pace. He'll get the first. Now Coulter Peterson up to bat. Peterson responsible for both errors, or at least definitely for one of them. See if he can get himself on base, the senior. First pitch, fastball swung on and sent straight back into the fence. Strike 1. Peterson was left stranded all the way on third in that first inning. He reached on a walk, on full count, stole second. Next pitch, high and away for 1. 1-1 count now on Peterson. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Chop straight to the right side. 2. Peterson this season batting .353, 24 hits on the season, 20 singles. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Changeup down the plate. Not even a swing from Peterson. He goes out.
Nice little pitch there by Olverding. I mean, just to slow that thing down after pitching in two fastballs. Nice decision there.
Even after the pitching sequence, Olverding has got a nice arsenal, his off-speed and his fastball. Now Paulino up bat with 1 down run at first. First pitch off-speed, delivered just outside for 1. And I believe there's another balk called. As Pace is now on second, he just jogged over there.
Yeah, they don't have anything up, so I'm assuming it's a balk. No catch.
That was another balk. So that first pitch looks like didn't count. Sam Paulino still technically awaiting his first official pitch on this count. Now his first one is delivered high for 1. The second balk here called today on Olverding. One-oh count, fastball delivered, down the plate. 1. Swung on a miss by Paulino as well. 1-1 count. Olverding working from the stretch, a runner on second, scoring position. There was a fastball down the middle for 2, and Paulino has not been able to make contact. But he's back-to-back heaters. And Olverding do it on all heat. 1-2, brings a changeup down the plate for 3. Now it's back-to-back K's, not swinging, and Olverding trying to leave this runner stranded on second.
Ironically, both of those K's were on a 1-2 count.
First pitch to Peterson inside right corner for 1. Olverding has painted this canvas nicely here in these last three batters. 0-1 count, change up into the dirt. Doing a nice job staying in front was Jeffrey. Throws to third, but in safely is Preston Pace. So Pace now on third. One count. Still remains on Peterson. Fastball high and out to the left part of the zone for 2. 2-1 count. On catcher Peterson. Jason Keller on deck. Batter will call time. Peterson steps out. And he puts himself back in. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and popped straight back. That'll even it up at a 2-2.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
See if JCN can put it away here in the third inning, up 5-1. Next pitch, fastball just under the knees for ball three. It's a full count on catcher Peterson. Overding, 104 strikeouts on the season, over 200 strikeouts on his career. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung and fouled away out left. Overding, one of the most talented pitchers in the Northeast Kansas League. Full count. Here's the next delivery. Low under the knees for ball four. Peterson draws the walk. And now Kaysen Keller comes up to bat with Braylon Shelton on deck. And Hadley Follin in the hole. We're on first and third, two down for Keller. Wide stance. Looking on the bat, first pitch, changed up into the right corner, inside for strike one. Keller last time up, struck out on a three-pitch count. Next pitch, delivered. That's a changeup that is swung on and missed by Keller. Dropped right onto the bat. He missed it by a mile. Orbing trying to strike Keller out on their three-pitch count. Next one delivered high, fastball. Delivered for ball one. One ball, two strikes on Kaysen Keller. Bases loaded in the corners of two down, and this next one is chopped on, playing it nicely at second is Gigstad. He's got a lobber to Warner at first for the out. Jonathan Weiss down 5-1 as we head up to the top of the fourth at JCN up to bat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fourth we go. JCN over Johnson West. Regional Class 1A, 2A baseball semifinal. Winner will go to the regional championship. Winner of that will head to state. Coming up here for JCN's Cash Warner, Knox Huston and Chance Jenkins, 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. Freshman, sophomore, and senior in that order as well. And a new pitching change has been made for Dawson West. It's a simple defensive adjustment. It's catcher Peterson from short up to the pump, and Coulter Peterson up from the pump to short. The brothers switch spots. Last time we had Dawson West on radio, they did the same thing, switching the brothers around, and things worked out pretty well for him. First pitch from catcher's low for ball one on Cash Warner. JCN brought 10 to the plate in the third, scored 4 runs. Next one, fastball underneath for ball two on Cash Warner. Four of those runs came in from errors from the pitcher. So they may have constituted for the change. Just trying to get some fresh sense of mentality up there on the bump. 2-0, here's a fastball delivered. Coulter Peterson plays the candy hop with his right hand, a slick move as he throws it to first on a rope. What a play for the ground out.
That was an amazing play there by Coulter Peterson. Misjudged it a little bit, so couldn't use his glove hand, but he used his field, it's just his right hand, to just grab that thing and throw it right over to the first baseman on a nice out.
Scooped it straight from the dirt and threw it sidearm style. Nice play for the out. Next Huston off the bat, first pitch swung on, and it is going towards the backstop on the pop, but it'll go out of play for strike one. Knox Huston, this is his third plate appearance today. He is 1-for-2 at bat. an RBI double and a strikeout back in the third. Last inning. Next pitch here. Change up, low. 4-1. Chance Jenkins. Due up next with Dawson Lindsay. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Low and away for ball two. Catcher Peterson, he has pitched 37 innings this season. He has played in 12 games, now 13, most by any pitcher on this team. Next fastball is low again, this time ball three.
Nice sight there by Heston. Both past two balls are kind of around the knees area. Could be called strike if the framing was right. So him to sit back and just let those go by is pretty nice.
Next fastball down the plate for strike two. As you kind of said, there are a lot of low fastballs that time. That clips the zone. It's a full count on Knox Heston, the sophomore. Catcher trying to pick up the K. Here he delivers. This is chopped towards the third base line. It's thrown to first. It's high. And that'll be a hit for Knox Heston. There's a high throw by Keller made Clary jump, but I think Heston might have had that one beat out anyway, just with that pure speed. Now Chance Jenkins up to bat. Dawson Lindsay on deck and Miles Jeffrey in the hold. 5-6-7 here in the batting order coming up.
And that one scared
I had a foul
you.
Ball. That just went straight at me and that rattled my helmet off my head. That was quite near me. We've had a couple of those happen. That one was a straight liner to the fence line. Anyway, Chance Jenkins here, next pitch, is swung on and missed. And now a throw to second, and the runner flies off, or nearly flies off the bag. He rolled into it. That was Heston, so he's in there safely. Sorry, I lost my headset there for a second, so I had to kind of get recalibrated. Foul ball went straight towards us. 0-2. Next pitch, air swung on, popped all the way up, playable from Clary, and he snags the out. Second out, air recorded, in the top of the fourth. Still on second is Knox Heston, now Dawson Lindsay up the bat. Lindsay, he has earned walks both times up on full counts. He's had a very nice eye today at the plate. Great plate discipline. And vision. First pitch to him. Lifted and out to the shortstop spot. And that is going to be picked up nicely by Coulter Peterson. He records two outs and stops the fourth. And we get to the bottom. No damage done. JCN, though, still up by 4-5-1 over Dawson West. You're on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. Olberding still in the bump here for JCN. Jeffrey behind the plate. Warner at first. Gigstad at second. Van Dyke still at short. Heston at third. Jenkins out in left. Lindsay in center. And Weiser out in right. The defensive alignment still the same here for JCN as they lead 5-1 over Donison Weiss. Up to bat here. Braylon Shelton, the freshman, have the full in on deck and saving Clary in the hole. 6-7-8 coming up here in the order. First pitch to Brandon Shelton and a little outside for ball one. Shelton recorded the first hit of this game and the first run scored and the only run scored for DUS at this point. Next pitch into the dirt for ball two. 2-0 count on Braylon Shelton. Orbiting 104 strikeouts on the season. Four today. Back in the third. Next delivery, down the play for strike one. And opening, he's been going two blocks today, so he's definitely had some kind of issues there getting set. But right here, he's doing some good work out of the stretch. This is a chop out to the second baseman. An easy pickup and play from Gigstad to Warner. They have been on a connection today for their third time for another ground out. Adley Poland. D. West has yet to get a leadoff man on today, and that trend continues. Adley Poland now at the bat, designated hitter, batting seventh in the order. A freshman last time struck out. First pitch into the dirt and low for ball one. 1-0 count on Poland. Wind picks up a little bit here. We start at 10 miles per hour, the northeast. Next pitch, this is bunted, and it'll go foul. Now left side for strike one. 1-1 count on Fulham. He'll have to retreat back to the plate to bat. Sitting on a 1-1. Fulham. Even in his stance, no batting gloves. Fastball, this is chopped right towards the pitcher. Opening scoops it and dishes it to first on a nice, hefty lob. Back-to-back groundouts now. U.S. is grounded out quite a lot in this game. Opening is in jamming up a lot of these batters. Two down, no runners on. Bob in the fourth, Stephen Clary, first pitch to him, inner corner, is away for ball one. 5-1, JC over Donovan West. Mustangs, D West, here up the bat. Next pitch, Clary, gone high for ball two. Clary last time up, brought in the sole RBI of this game for D West. As he calls time and steps out of the box for the lefty. Right before stepping back in, Clary, 82 plate appearances of the season, batting 280, 18 hits on the year, 17 RBIs. Next pitch is a little low and out for ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Clary. Overding sets. Here he fires down the middle for strike one. 3-1 now the count on Clary with Polk on deck. Three-one count. Here's the pitch. It is lifted, foul outright. And that brings what was a 3-0 to a 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. First time Overing has a chance to face the minimum in this game. Next one, pitch delivered and fouled straight back over the fence to keep it on a full count. JCN looking to make this tournament run. Already upsetting Valley Falls. Next one, changeup swung on and missed. What a pitch by Coverding to catch Clary off guard with the off speed and just facing the mem in the bottom of the fourth. 5-1, JCN still over Donovan West. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Acheson Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
top of the fifth we go. JCN still leads this one 5-1 over Dawson West. Bottom third here, the order coming up for JCN. Miles Jeffrey, Emmett Weiser, and Riker Gigstad. Miles Jeffrey, first pitch down the plate, and it is in for strike one. No swing from Jeffrey. Catcher Peterson here on the bump now again for D. West. Next pitch here, swung on and fouled straight back for strike two. Catcher Peterson coming in for his older brother, the senior, Coulter, is now short. Only change here this game defensively for either team. Change up delivered, and that is low for ball one. 1-2 count on Miles Jeffrey. Today is one for one, one for two, excuse me, a strikeout back in the first, single back in the third. Next one, off speed, out for ball two. 2-2 count. Lone J here, Onega and Frankfurt up next after this, and after that game, they'll go out for the regional championship. Winners of both games will progress. Next delivery here, swung on and popped out behind the fence to keep it tied up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball just over the zone of Paulino. He takes a look back at the umpire. He's a little unsure about it. That's a full count. Miles Jeffrey. Three balls, two strikes. Here's a ground, a ball that goes into the ground. And Jeffrey earns the easy walk. And a battle pretty hard down 0-2. Courtesy runner comes in. Second time having come in this game for JCN. It's Curry Lackey, the freshman. Emmett Weiser. Right fielder off the bat. 0-1 day. Earned a walk. Also back in third. Pitch delivered high. Away for ball one. Batting eighth in the order of the sophomore. Weiser. Next pitch. Low under the knees for ball two. And you can really hear the Chargers charging up right next to me to the right. They are excited from their dugout side, trying to get into their opponent's headspace here. Throw back to first. But the runner's safe. That's Jeffrey. JCN may have gotten their leadoff man on via walk in the last two straight innings. Two balls, no strikes on Weiser. Next pitch, fastball, delivered high for a ball. Throws to second, and they're going to get the out on Miles Jeffrey. What a throw by Paulino out to second. I believe that tag was applied by Coulter Peterson. What a play. Get that out. A 3-0 count still remains on Weiser. Here's a 3-0 pitch. It is way high for ball four. A 4-pitch walk issued on Weiser. He gets the first. Back-to-back walks. Now issued from catcher Peterson. He has walked 22 batters this season. Throw to first. And they're safely as Weiser. And here's the pitch to Gigstad. It's fouled straight back for strike one. Gigstad today reached off an error back in the third. That allowed a run to come through. That allowed Dawson Lindsay to score. Next pitch. Inside and low for ball one. 1-1 count. Pitch Peterson delivers a fastball. A little high in the right corner for strike two. One ball, two strikes on Gigstad with Brody Van Dyke on deck. Leadoff man here for JCN. 1-2. His next pitch. It is swung on and batted straight in the dirt. Foul contact. It stays 1-2. And now the train has made its appearance again. Again, it'll be our guest star our entire day. I'm assuming people can hear it. Pretty loud. It's right by the field down here at Frankfurt. 1-2 count. Here's the next pitch. It is swung on and batted straight into the fence to keep it 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on a low fastball. Gigstad records the second out for JCN. And now Brody Van Dyke is up to bat, a part of the now league record for 4x1 for JCN. Incredible. JCN group as they won the league title in track.
Which little fun fact, he did that right after the Valley Falls game. He went straight from the Valley Falls game to the track meet. Here's a little hit.
Yeah, here's a hit out to right field for him. That goes out to right field. He is rounding first, going into second, and he slides in. He is safe. A slide-in double for Brody Van Dyke. He gets Weiser to third. A two-out double. But D. West can still get out of this one with no damage. Runners on second and third. Colby Oberding up the bat. I believe that league meet actually for JCN is being held. Or excuse me, regional meet is actually held by JCN tomorrow. So all these athletes, a lot of these young athletes, they will be competing out there tomorrow. So it'll be a big load of the next day and tomorrow. Pitch delivered low. Oberding takes it for ball one. There is the next quick pitch. It's low again for ball two. Oberding down, or up, 2-0 in the count. Two balls, no strikes. They're on second and third. Catcher Peterson delivers. Fastball. Just on the zone for ball three. And could this be the third time today we might see JCN with bases loaded with two out? Three oh count. Here's the fastball. Bullseye down the plate. For strike one. Just need one out to get out of this jam. Next pitch, chopped on, Coulter Peterson, it skips off his inner left arm. That'll drop down for a two-out, two RBI single. There's a throw to home, and that allows Colby Oberding to head to second. But he clears the bases. A second hit of the day. Brings in two runs. JCN now up 7-1. Curtis pinch runner coming in on second. Bentley Neiman, the freshman. Second pinch runner used today for JCN. Here first pitch to Warner is low and away for ball one. JCN again up six runs now in the top of the fifth. Next pitch delivered. Well, looks like the batter's going to call time, but he called time right in the middle of the pitch, and they called that a strike. So Warner was not allowed the batter's time. This next pitch delivered down the middle, swung on a miss for strike two. Now Warner is going to have to protect down 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. It's a changeup, little inside for ball two. Warner, it's his fourth plate appearance today. So far, we've had the train the entire inning so far. It's still moving through. That's one long train. Next pitch, under the zone for ball three. Three balls, two strikes, full count on Warner. A lot of full counts today. Here's a delivery. Fastball inside the waistline on Warner. He earns the walk. Oberding at second, Warner at first. Still two down. Knox Heston comes up to bat. Today he is 2-for-3, a single, a double. His double resulted in a run scored back in the first. First pitch, swung on and missed. For strike one. Heston, a great season so far. 86 plate appearances on the year. Some of the most on the team. Next delivery, inside fastball, but taken for strike two. That's an OPS of 879 this season coming into the day. 23 hits now on the year. Actually leads the team in hits. Or excuse me, he's got 17 hits on the season, which is third on the team. And next pitch, fastball inside, swung on miss, three pitch strikeout on Heston as he K's. Jason is able to get two runs to come through on a two RBI single from Colby Oberding. It's 7-1, JCN over D. West. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
At last, it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we are in the bottom of the fifth of this Class 1A, 2A regional semifinal baseball matchup. 7-1, Jason over DUS. DUS here now at the bat. Bottom of the order, nine pole. It's Breckham Falk, the center fielder. Change up, delivered just high for ball one. And Blaine, so far this game, JCN has been a hold of the top. Of course, coming up with the two RBI single from opening that last inning. Here, next pitch, fastball down the plate for strike one, 1-1 down the count on Falk. But again, JCN is on quite the roll.
Yeah, I mean, it's mainly because of the errors here committed by D-West. I mean, JCN has had some great at-bats so far, and they've had a great amount of hits, but when those hits happen and the easy play is there, D-West has just made some many mistakes, and the pitching hasn't been on key yet either today.
Next pitch delivered, swung on and missed for strike two. Falk is now at an even-steven 2-2 count. After Falk will head back up to the top of the order, leadoff spot, Preston Pace and Coulter Peterson do up next. Next pitch, high fastball for ball three. Three balls, two strikes on Falk. Here's the pitch. Change up, chalk to the pitcher. Olberding turns to first, lobs it, and gets it there right on time to Warner. D-West, through five innings, have yet to get a leadoff man on today, and that trend, again, continues here in the fifth.
Preston Pace.
Now Preston Pace up the bat. Coulter Peterson, on deck. So Pace, first pitch, change up into the dirt for ball one. His third plate appearance today. He's 0 for 1, earned a walk back in the third. Next delivery, fastball down the plate for strike one. 1-1 count now on Pace. Pace this season, 100 plate appearances. Tied for most on the team. And this next pitch is laced out the center field, but it is way high, and it's easily picked up by Lindsey. 2 up, 2 down. The U.S. had the minimum come up to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. May just be the same way here in the fifth. JCM's defense has actually only tightened up here as this game has gone on, and Olberding has only gotten better here from the bump. First pitch to Peterson, fastball low and away for ball one. Peterson, he is 0 for 1 today, reached on a walk back in the first, struck out in the third. Next delivery, low and knees again for ball two. Peterson, he also now has 100 plate appearances this season, tied alongside Pace. Next pitch, low again for ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Coulter Peterson. Two outs, bottom of the fifth, 7-1, Jason over DOS. Out of the stretch, Olberding delivers one right down the plate for strike one. Yeah, Jason is the 13th seed in this regional. They've already upset number four, Valley Falls, and here they're facing number five, Dauntin West. Next pitch here into the dirt for ball four, and Coulter Peterson earns the walk and sits on first with two down. Hayden Paulino up the bat. As right now he's taking off the catching gear, so at half of it on just in case he didn't come up and bat. Catcher Peterson do up next, and Kasem Keller. 3-4-5 in the order is where we're at. Paulino, the catcher. Throw back to first, and that one gets away from the first baseman. Peterson takes off his second, and on the pickoff attempt to first, Olberding I will throw it to Warner properly. Peterson gets the second off the air. So he's in scoring position now with two down. Paulino, first pitch to him, just inside. Well, actually, they're going to call a block. That's a third today on Overding. So no pitch will count. I've had games where I've definitely seen one balk on a pitcher, but three, definitely unusual. Not sure if this is potentially because he's a lefty, but next pitch here, low. First pitch, technically against Paulino, is low and away for ball one. 1-0 count. Next pitch, low again into the dirt for ball two. So Overding, kind of struggling to find the strike zone here on these last two batters. Low into the zone with those fastballs up from the stretch. Next delivery, just way side for strike one. Two balls, one strike on Paulino. Here's next delivery. Fastball this time high, but away for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Today, Donovan West is struggling with runners in scoring position, just one of six. 3-1 count. Here's the next one. Delivered into the right corner for strike two. Paulino thought it was the fourth ball to count. He'll have to come back on a full count. Three balls, two strikes. This for J.C. is to get out of the fifth, up 7-1. Here's the full count delivery. Off speed, chopped, playable from third. The throw is to first on a nice light toss. From Heston to Warner, and the play is made. JCN up 7-1 as we go up to the top of the sixth here over Dunton West on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. JCN right now holding on to a six-run lead, 7-1 over DU West. Here in the top of the sixth, JCN up to bat. It's Chase Jenkins, Dawson Lindsay, and Miles Jeffrey. Catcher Peterson still up here on the bump for Dawson West after coming in after the third inning. And again, JCN already having upset Valley Falls 2-1 in the quarterfinal matchup. Here now they face the 50th team in this tournament. Dawson West, a team which they had lost to at one point in the season, 17-5. And again, JCN also lost to Valley Falls 17-2. So this is a JCN team that has really turned their season around and playing some complete baseball here down this postseason stretch. First pitch to Jenkins. Way high for ball one. Next delivery, way too inside for ball two. And kind of what does that tell you, Blaine, about a team that is able to really pick up some momentum, especially at this point in the season? This next pitch on the way, so bounce straight back for strike one. But kind of what does that tell you about this determination of this team?
Well, that's just a good thing. I mean, I've always been told that baseball is a mental sport. You don't have to be the fastest, the strongest. It's just about if you're mentally prepared. And they're, and JCN being mentally good here so far, D West kind of getting rattled. That's what's been messing them up here, I feel like, these past couple of innings. And that's just a big struggle right now. And that's why mentally this game is such a mental game.
Full count here on Chase Jenkins. Three balls, two strikes. This is fourth plate appearance. This next one, it is brought up to right field. That is going to be a blooper to lead off the sixth for JCN. That is their first leadoff hit to begin an inning. They have had the leadoff man reach, and now three straight back-to-back Bovin walks. Now Lindsay up to bat. Lindsay, he has reached twice off walks today. He has also scored a run. Throw back to first here, and there safely is Jenkins. Lindsay still awaiting his first pitch. Another throw back to first, but still safe is Jenkins. Lindsay, this season, he has walked 20 times. He has earned two today, as I mentioned. First pitch, low and away for ball one. So he's got a lot of great play discipline. Something that JCN has done very well so far in this game. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball blown past Lindsay, evens it up 1-1. Next pitch, fouled straight back. Lindsay will have now to protect down 1-2.
Last time Lindsay was up to bat, he had a little pop out there to the shortstop to end the inning.
1-1. Excuse me, 1-2 count. Next pitch here comes through and delivers a K on Lindsay. Jefferson County North has yet to ever book a ticket to state with baseball. This being their first year, they have a real chance here sitting on the line with a chance to go to the regional title for the first time ever. First pitch here to Jeffrey is low and away for ball one. One down, runner on first for JCN, top of the sixth, up 7-1 over D West. 1-0 count on Jeffrey, next pitch delivered at the knees, but just in for strike one. 1-1 count on Jeffrey now. Bottom third of the batting order for JCN, Miles Jeffrey, Emmett Weiser, and Riker Gigstad. Throw back to first, and runner is still safe. That's Jenkins. He's about three now. Throws back to first. In the majors, you only get two chances to throw back to the same base. Here, next pitch delivered. Fastball swung on by Jeffrey. Missed. He is now down 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Jeffrey. His fourth plate appearance today has reached twice. A single and a walk. Next pitch. This is chopped out to second base. Throw to second. Chance for a double play. And it is made to get out of the inning of 4-6. Three double play. It was Pace to Coulter to Clary to get out the top of the six. We head to the bottom of the six. 7-1 D West down here to JCN. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth, JCN is up over Donovan West. Here on 92.1 KNZA, Critton Prophet, Blaine Burdick down here in Frankfort, Kansas. A beautiful day, 60 degrees, partly cloudy. And JCN, they have been on a roll. And it has been all opening here on this bump for JCN as he is help defensively keep this D-West team in check. But an incredible double play for D-West at the top of the sixth. A 4-6-3, maybe that can turn some momentum. Coming up here in the batting order for the Mustangs, catcher Peterson, Kaysen Keller, Braylon Shelton. And right now, Blaine, right now, this team, Donovan West, just needs to get some sparks here alive on offense.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's probably been the main thing killing them right now. They haven't had really anything go their way besides maybe a few blocks here by JCN, but JCN was able to come right back to respond to those blocks. And so, yeah, they're just looking for that little spark, and maybe we'll see them pop off this next inning.
First pitch delivered down the plate for strike one to Olberding. Continues to work well out of the stretch, coming up and delivering it. First pitch for a strike here, then bomb the six. Next one, fastball beat by the batter. Now, Pearson down, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Here's the fastball delivery, high and chopped straight back. Keep it 0-2. O2 count. Here's the pitch. Change up in that off speed. Gets the K, but there has to be a throw made to first still as the catcher drops it. It's made on time. Jeffrey to Warner. So the strikeout is awarded to Oberding as he picks up his sixth strikeout of the game, his 106th of the season. Granted, he has over 200 career strikeouts. Some of the most in JCM baseball history. Again, JCM looking for their first ever regional title appearance with this potential win. First pitch delivered into the left corner on Keller for strike one. Keller today 0 for 2. Next one, fastball blown past Keller. He swings on and misses 0-2. Set back-to-back batters now on 0-2. Santa changeup delivery. That's now back-to-back batters on 0-2s, and the changeup cleans it up. And Oberding is really locking things down up here on the bump. Seven strikeouts today. And to reiterate, 107 on the season. Here's the first pitch and a swing for strike one. Shelton, he tried to check swing. And that is now our third train appearance here today in the background. Next pitch delivered. It is chopped way high in the infield. What a play! A diving effort made by Gigstad, like a dolphin out of water. And that ends the sixth, as now we head up to the top of the seventh. JCN is ahead of this semifinal on a line of chance to potentially go to the regional title, up 7-1 here over D West. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with Agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows
for a
great
place
to eat, drink, and catch a game. Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the seventh, the final inning of regulation. JCN 7, Donovan West 1. And JCN adds some insurance here in this top inning. We'll see if they can do so. It's Weiser up to bat. Riker Gigstad on deck. First pitch delivered high for ball one. And then for JCN, they'll reset back up to the top of the batting order to Brody Van Dyke. Next pitch delivered. It swung on and chopped foul. For strike one. 1-1 count on Emmett Weiser. The right fielder sophomore. This next one chopped right to catcher Peterson, who will jog to first and kind of close that gap in an easy toss to first to get the out. Now Riker Gigstad, the sophomore who today has reached once and is 0-2. Gigstad this season, 77 plate appearances. He bats 200. First pitch is chopped straight back for foul ball. Strike one. Gigstad with 13 hits on the year. 8 were singles, 4 doubles, and just 1 triple. JCN team that has been picking up hot at the right time here in regional. Next pitch, just over the chest level for ball one on Gigstad. 1-1 count. Next pitch delivered, swung on and missed. Gigstad now has to protect on a 1-2 count. For this game, I had a chance to talk to head coach of JCM, Preston Gibson. That was going to take for success in this postseason. 1-2 delivery, changeup swung on, missed. Paulino is going to have to make the grab, though, in the throw to first to record the out, and he does. It's a strikeout put down on paper for Colter Peterson. But again, right before this game, I had a chance to talk to Gibson. He said keys to success are simply keep playing our brand of baseball. You got to make outs when they should be made and take advantage of every scoring opportunity that you can help give us the best chance to win the ball game, relying on each other and sticking together as a team. This is what Gibson told me before this game. And that's so far been in play for JCN. They have followed that to a T. First pitch, low and away on Brody Van Dyke. Two down. Next pitch here, lifted out to left field. Coming up for the play on it is Shelton, and he makes the easy grab. Three up and three down, facing the minimum, the top of the seventh. But can Donathan West, in the bottom of it, tie this game? They're down by six, 7-1, JCN over the Mustangs. We're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Potentially our last inning here in this game. D West is down by six. They're going to have to score six runs, keep this game going, and potentially seven to win it, to go to the regional title, as JCN is potentially on their first opportunity here, a chance to go to their first ever regional title program history. A chance on the line also to maybe book it to state for the first time ever. They're up 7-1 over D West, as D West is up to bat. They're at the bottom third of their order, and this is actually the big thing. They're at the bottom third of their order. Hadley Fullen, Tim and Clary, and Brecken Falk. And that is just how great Obering has been working today. He has been facing the very bare minimum here, these batters. He's only faced everyone through once. First pitch to Fullen, or excuse me, three times he's faced everybody. Next pitch here. First pitch for a strike. Next one delivered a little high for a ball two. But what a great day for Olverding. He has only given up three hits today. Correction, makes out only two hits today. Next pitch, swung on foul back for strike two. Only two hits today. Potential complete game. Only one run given up. You couldn't ask for a better quality start here out of JCN's finest. One ball, two strikes here for Olverding. There's a changeup, swung on and missed. That changeup has been deadly. Every time Olverding can let off the gas, it just catches the batter off guard. And it looks like Olverding might be getting substituted off the bump here.
Might have ran out of pitches.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his pitch count is right now. But they'll make a substitution, a pitching change. We'll go ahead and take 30 aside here. This new pitcher to warm up. Coming up for JCN to close this one out, it's Grant Blattner, the freshman, up with a 6-run lead, 7-1 over D West. In the bottom of the seventh. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region, 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local Shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Chargers looking to make a regional title appearance here on the line. They bring up the freshman Grant Blattner to finish this game out with a 6-run lead. Pretty good cushion there in the bottom of the seventh with one out. That was picked up on a nice K by Olverding, as Olverding finished the day with 8 strikeouts. Excuse me, correction, make that 7 strikeouts. 107 on the season so far. So again, Grant Blatter will come in. He has pitched the second most amount of innings this year with 29 innings pitched. He has played in now 9 games. He started 6 on his own. He's only given up 38 hits, 24 earned runs, an ERA of 5.7, 38 strikeouts on the year. So maybe D. West can take advantage here of a relief pitcher coming in, but one out, and you're at the bottom of the order for D. West. A lot of work to be done. First pitch to Clary here is low and away for ball one. And we're still at the bottom of the order for D. West. Eighth in the order here, Tabe and Clary. And then on deck is Beckham Falk. After this matchup with Negan Frankfurt, next pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. One ball, one strike. Here's the delivery. Fastball. This is hit hard out to center field. That drops down for a hit. For Devin Clary, that is his second hit of the game. His last hit recorded the only score of the game for Jonathan West back in the second. It was a two-out RBI single by Clary. He was left stranded, though, in first as Falk grounded out. We'll see if Falk can keep this inning going. One on first, one down. Next pitch, first to Falk, down the plate. First strike one. Falk today is 0 for 2. He has only been up to the plate 3 times. This now being his third. 0-1 count. Here's the next delivery. Fastball right past Falk for strike two. And Blattner has a chance to ring up his first K of the day. 0-2. Gives the nod. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Put down the third baseman. Picked up. Plays to second. And that is going to be an error that allows the runner to reach Clary. That could have picked up the out.
I think originally on the throw, that actually hit Clary as he was going to second.
Yeah, that might have been the reason that that costed what could have been a potential out. We'll see if D. West can start moving this train along. They've gone back-to-back runners on with this pitching change. Pace, now leadoff man, up to bat for D. West. They're at the top of the order.
You know, we've been talking about spark here for this D. West team. What's it going to take? And, well, this might look like it right here.
First pitch to Pace, down the plate, no swing for strike one. The fighter's been doing a good job staying ahead of these batters in the early counts, early part of the count, not been able to finish. Next pitch, fastball, down the plate, bounce right back. Just again, another batter on an 0-2. You only need to get two outs. Up by six. And JCN can move on to the regional title. Next pitch. This is swung on and fouled straight back. We'll stay at the 0-2. Again, as a reminder, up next we have the number one seed in this tournament, Frankfurt, taking on the number nine, the Onega Buffaloes. Two teams that have met 4 times this season. 2 doubleheaders. And the next pitch is down the plate, not even a swing. Pace goes out. With no more strikes remaining. And just like that, JCN is a strike out away, an out away, and any kind of out away from reaching a regional title appearance. Runner on first and second, 2 outs, still a 6-run lead in the bottom of the 7th. First pitch delivered to Peterson is low for ball one. Again, this is all under first-year head coach Preston Gibson, who came in after the 4th game of the season for the Chargers. Next pitch, this is high and chokes up the batter. It's fouled straight back for strike one. 1-1 count now on Colter Peterson. After this, we'll take a short break, come back, give you some stats, and then we'll take a little longer one, extended one. Before our next game, 25 minutes between each game, next pitch is low, gets away from the catcher that progresses the runners, a pass ball. Runners now on second and third. pitch is also low, and that's ball two. Two balls, one strike. Blattner collects. Now he deals. Fastball just outside for ball three. Good load the bases here for the first time in this game. Even bearing a grand slam, J.C. would still have enough cushion room. Here, this one going to be one that is put down the left line, and that one's going to go fair. That'll clear the bases. It's a two-out, two RBI double for Colter Peterson. That one trickled right down that left line like a frozen rope.
Nice little knock there by Peterson right up that third base line to a point where you maybe heard some of the coaches over here saying it should have been a foul ball, which it could have went either way. That was just a nice little hit there by Peterson.
That was definitely close. Oh, the gap is just four runs. Paulino pitches high for ball one. But again, you still look over on that scoreboard and it says two outs. You were down by four. Still a lot of work to do here. 1-0. Next pitch. Paulino down the plate for strike one. 1-1 count now. Paulino, catcher Peterson up the bat next, and Kaysen Keller in the hole. Also, game coverage all day long. Also on KNZA and K Radio as they are covering softball. Give us our makeup from baseball yesterday. Paulino slams this one out hard. It's out to right field, and it will drop. Paulino, a two-out RBI single, keeps this train rolling for Donovan West.
Now we're going to see a little pinch runner here.
Now come in for Donovan West. Making his way over to the first base bag for the Mustangs will be Adam Keyes, the junior. First courtesy runner we've seen today come in for Donovan West. Well, now you're only down by three. The tying run is in the hole with just two outs still remaining. And Jason came in this bomb in the seventh up 7-1. Catcher Peterson off the bat. Keller on deck and Shelton in the hole. Every at-bat is crucial here on out and decides the game. First pitch high on Peterson is up and high for ball one. He has walked once today, is 0-2 at the at-bat. One ball, no strikes. There's a delivery. This is chopped up high. It's going towards the left field, but it is out of play and foul. 1-1 now on catcher Peterson. Right after this freshman, Blattner, you still got to kind of calm yourself down. Don't want to get into your own headspace. You only need one out to grab. There's only a runner on first. You still have a three-run lead. Of course, you just don't want to give up three runs. Here, next pitch. This one is fouled onto and straight back on the fence. One ball, two strikes. Can Blattner pick up his 40th K of the season to move JCN on to a regional title. Again, after the conclusion of this game, 25-minute intermission, and then it'll be Onega and Frankfurt.
Looks like the catcher's sunglasses may have broke here. This is why we're taking a little few seconds.
So, yeah, you're right there. There was a the catcher broke his sunglasses, so they had to make a sunglass adjustment. He'll just finish this one out without him. One ball, two strikes. See if Blattner can end this game here for JCN right here and right now. Here's the delivery. Change up out to the shortstop, and the tags apply the second for the first out. And now JCN will move on to the regional title as the team comes together and gives big hugs to the coaches. First time reaching the regional title here and a chance to maybe make their first ever state appearance. The team they will play is to be decided. It is either Frankfurt or Onega. We'll have that game in 25 minutes from now. We'll take a step aside. We'll be right back here for postgame for this one. Again, JCN 7, D West 4.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. all right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Final time here for our first semifinal matchup, Class 1A, 2A regional baseball action that was just on the way. JCN reaching their regional title match where they went over D-West here 7-4. JCN, the 13th seed now in this tournament, has upset the number 4, Valley Falls 2-1, and Donovan West 7-4. Again, they did go into that bomb in the 7th with a 7-1 lead before putting in a relief pitcher, giving up 3 runs, but Oberding, what a day. He went 6.1 innings, had 8 strikeouts on the day, has now 108 strikeouts on the season. JCN finished with 7 hits, an incredible game from them. Big performances, you know, one that you can kind of key to is that performance by Colby Oberding at the nice hit back in the 5th that scored 2 runs to come in. Today, he reached base 3 times. So, if you want to give a player of the game, you go to the junior, Colby Oberding. He scored 2 runs for this team, reached base 3 times as an RBI, and as well, on the defensive side of the bump, 8 strikeouts. What a day for him. What are some final thoughts?
I mean, that was just great pitching overall to keep D-West from not getting too hot on the bats and just going through all those 6 innings until he ran out of pitches. He was hot on the mound. And batting as well, he was doing just as good. And he just had an overall just amazing performance today.
JCN batted in the clutch today. They went 5 of 11 with runners in scoring position, while the Donovan West Mustangs went 3 of 8 with runners in scoring position. So Donovan West season ends here, but JCN continues the opener, play the winner of our next upcoming game in about 23 minutes or so. Onega and Frankfurt will take an intermission. We'll come back, pregame that one, and get on with the first pitch. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
The only place for local daily news and online at msdnews.net. Kansaland Radio.